Good morning, my friends. Welcome to a wonderful Wednesday. I hope you are having an amazing week so far in investing. It's been up and down. It's been a little bit more up and down than we've been able to say the past few weeks to months. But my name is Elliot Lane, host of Benzinga's Cannabis Daily. Thanks for tuning in. We are going to walk you through your daily dose of cannabis insights and news and what's happening around the industry today. We're going to start off with our good friends at Jushi. OTC listed JUSHF launches a new line of concentrate products using hydrocarbon extraction, diversifying their vape and concentrate products. Hydrocarbon is definitely something we're keeping an eye on in the extraction space, and how these products are processed should be something you are paying attention to, especially if you're a consumer. Tilray, T-L-R-Y, also expanding their product portfolio with new medicinal products in the United Kingdom. Next up, we have Zoned Properties. We don't talk about them a whole lot, but I love what they do. And honestly, if they do well, they don't really have much competition in this industry to date. So ZDPY on the OTC has invested into a new property technology platform, or shorthand, PropTech, Green Space by Anami Technologies. Anami is the brainchild of the founder and CEO of Temeca Group, an interior design and construction services company working with the likes of Vans, Nike, the Los Angeles Clippers, tons of others. But Zone's mission is to provide real estate services for emerging regulated industries that can address the material pain points of complex real estate development projects. As you can tell, I did not come up with that myself. That being said, it is something that nobody else is doing, as far as we can tell. Zone Properties is not a REIT. They are seriously investing in prop tech and real estate development. ZDPY believes prop tech is the future of real estate, and Anami Technologies Green Space is another tool in their utility belt. So props to ZDPY. Sorry, made myself laugh there. New York Cannabis Control Board hires Damian Fagan as the chief equity officer for the Office of Cannabis Management, or the OCM. He's a third generation farmer. He has leadership experience with farming initiatives in Jamaica, Sierra Leone, and Guatemala. More interestingly, though, he has launched and advised the commercial cannabis operations in South Carolina, New York, and the Caribbean. So I think definitely a solid hire here for the state of New York. On the same lines, though, cannabis processor applications opened yesterday for anybody looking to apply for a processing license. They will also close on August 31st, so we'll see how that plays out. A store selling Delta 8 products. If you're not familiar with Delta 8, they are synthetically derived THC products from hemp. This is not marijuana. But a dispensary selling Delta 8 was raided on April 20th or 420 and is now suing the state, saying that the officers in the state violated federal law. This case challenges an opinion by the state's district attorney deeming Delta 8 products cannot be sold in the state. So we will see how that plays out, because I feel like should that go to higher courts, could very well be a telltale sign of how the Delta 8 industry ends up playing out. Nevada's Cannabis Compliance Board approves consumption lounge regulations. The first round of licensing is to be issued in the fall, with the lounges opening at the earliest by the end of the year. My mind goes to Planet 13, PLNHF on the OTC. They are looking to add a consumption lounge, to their entertainment center, their super center, right off the strip in Vegas. So this is something that I would keep an eye on for them specifically. Red, White, and Bloom, RWBYF on the OTC, previously announced an MCTO, or a management cease trade order, and was expected to report by June 30th, but has been informed by their auditor and partner, MGO, that that is not possible. Bad news there on RWBYF's front. However, they are still doing business. They're still moving along. They have just licensed their platinum vape products to C3 Industries. So I'm not totally super bearish on RWBYF, but obviously this needs to be figured out as investors and shareholders are a bit in the dark there. From Thursday, so this is from last week, but something worth mentioning, as we didn't mention then, is we didn't do a show, so apologies. New Jersey has fined Curaleaf, Verano, Ascend, Acreage, and GTI for processing around 3,200 orders between the five of those companies that should have been reserved for medical users, but instead recreational sales were prioritized. The total of fines is around $360,000. Really nothing to write home about for organizations as big as these. But that being said, it does seem like New Jersey is very serious about continuing to support the medical community and making sure cannabis is medicinally driven as well as recreationally driven. And as Shonda Macias said on our podcast yesterday, if you haven't tuned in, listen to her, Dr. Shonda Macias from Alera Holistic Healthcare, recreational is just access. It's more access to cannabis. So perhaps we see an adjustment in laws. We'll see. It depends on how cannabis is able to be legalized, but I would imagine the medicinal qualifications must stand for the moment. With that being said, I'm watching Jushi today, Tilray, as they launch products in new markets. Zone Properties for me is probably the winner of the day. I'm keeping an eye on Red, White, and Bloom. I do not think they perform super well today, but I love that company. I think they do a lot well. With that being said, y'all have a fantastic rest of your Wednesday. We're going to do this two more times before the holiday weekend, and I hope you all invest well and make a ton of money in cannabis. Till tomorrow. Hey, investors, thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.